These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Okay, so you remember the opening sequence of Star Trek, The Next Generation, as Starship Enterprise takes a swift left turn past a comet and glides through a vast amount of nothing. What is space made of? What is this huge vacuum? It's a question that has vexed humanity for quite some time. Since the 1930s, scientists have theorized about dark matter, which is believed to be responsible for keeping the galaxy and universe together with its gravity. But it cannot be directly detected, so its exact makeup remains elusive. Results from the particle detector attached to the International Space Station could perhaps bring us closer to getting a grasp on dark matter. Joining us now is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, thank you so much for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
Derek, what is your best working definition of dark matter? Because it's hard to keep your head wrapped around what this even is.
It is difficult to keep your head wrapped around what dark matter is, because dark matter is a term that's used to describe matter that's part of the universe, part of the structure of the universe, but that we can't detect in any way. And I think that's probably the most important piece to hold on to about this, is we're talking about what you might call substance, but it doesn't have any of the characteristics of substance that astronomers would typically identify of matter to have, particularly in the case of what's going on with this.
So we can't see it.
We can't detect it in any way. And so a little bit of background here. Astronomers really depend on being able to detect energy in space coming from processes in which energy is generated, or being able to identify matter in one way or another because it interacts with energies and you can detect it. Here we're talking about something, some stuff, that gives us no signature whatsoever, except for one thing. And that is the fact that it pushes on stuff. And we can calculate exactly what that push is, and we can figure out how much of that push is around in the universe, and we can definitely see the effect that push is having.
So bring us up to speed on the recent developments in the dark matter mystery.
Well, the most recent developments in the dark matter mystery are that we have been able to determine how much dark matter there is, and it's like 4 to 5% of the matter of the universe is us. And
us meaning
the real stuff, the real hard stuff that we can grab hold of and touch and feel and see and detect. Planets and stars and galaxies and dust and energy. That's all 5%, 4 to 5% of the universe. The other 95%, 95 to 96% of the universe is dark matter and dark energy. Most of which is dark matter, some of which is the dark energy.
Derek, we might be coming a little closer to potentially solving some of the questions surrounding dark matter, correct?
Yes, we may be coming closer. International Space Station has on board, mounted on the exterior of the station, an alpha magnetic spectrometer package that is set up to detect cosmic rays coming from all kinds of events out in space. And it's theorized that it may be possible that some of those hits that are being detected might be related to dark matter. So theoretically, we believe that this is what exists, and we can see the effect, but we can't detect anything from it. So in an effort to try to detect something from it, the alpha magnetic spectrometer has been taking cosmic ray hits, and the analysis of these cosmic ray hits may lead us to have a better understanding about the nature of dark matter if we can actually identify that these cosmic ray hits are a result of dark matter interactions. So that's what we're trying to see with this. There have been some hits. There have been plenty of hits. Millions, hundreds of millions of hits. But the problem is, can we actually determine that these hits are directly related to dark matter activity? If it turns out that they actually are cosmic rays resulting from interactions of dark matter with other material, then we have a way to be able to detect the existence of dark matter, and then perhaps a way to try to trace its interaction around the universe. And that's very exciting, because at the moment, we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. So it's always a great question to answer when people say, what is dark matter? Because the answer right now is, we don't know. We don't know what dark matter is. All we know is what the effect is. So hopefully this detector can help lead us down the path to being able to identify more of what it is.
So how exciting would it be, just talking about your career, to perhaps really get a grasp on what dark matter is?
Well, answering the question about dark matter has to be one of the most exciting challenges that physicists, astrophysicists have before them for a couple of reasons. Because of the effect that it has on the structure and behavior of the universe, but also in a philosophical sense, because it always brings me back to the fact that if dark matter and its companion dark energy are so much more dominant in the structure and behavior of the universe than the 4% of matter that makes up the stuff that we know, then to me it suggests that the universe is much more about the dark matter than it is about us. So in a way, you can consider the us to be a byproduct of this other process that's governed by the dark matter. There's a major switch for you about our place in the universe.
And are you hopeful that we'll get there? We are getting closer to understanding this?
Certainly more hopeful that we are beginning to pull together some pieces of the puzzle that can better help us understand how this works. Because if we can answer the question about dark energy, it can help us to answer so many other questions about how the universe works. This is critically important because one of the things we really have to be able to try to understand is this the only universe? Are there other universes that exist adjacent to ours that we can't see? Can dark matter help us better understand this structure that we now believe is not singular, but that there are many, many universes of which this is just one? How do we get some more grasp, some more purchase, some more handle on the realities of that?
Derek Pitts, you'll keep us posted, I hope.
Yes, I certainly will. As soon as I find out, I'll be sure to let you know.
Derek Pitts is chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Check it out.